the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The saints do not speak of personal interpretations of Scripture, but rather they are the true interpretation of Scripture in the sense that they confirm with their lives and experiences that all the truths that the Church proposes to us are true. And if we believe them by pure faith, they also believe them by personal experience. Padre Pio saw Jesus in the Eucharist. He saw his guardian angel and the Virgin Mary, whom he loved as a mother and who appeared to him frequently. He also fought against the devil. He understood the seriousness of mortal sin and what a soul was worth, making any sacrifice to save it. For this reason, he was sometimes rude in the confessional with those who were not well prepared. His love for the Virgin Mary was so extraordinary that he called her by the sweetest names, Mommy, Beautiful Mommy, Dear Mother, My Mom. His relationship with his guardian angel is a special characteristic of his life, because he was always present and served as a messenger and helper to attend to the needs of his spiritual children. Saint Pio of Pietrelcina also loved the Church very much, of which he was always an obedient and faithful son. For this reason, he greatly respected the ecclesiastical authorities and his own religious superiors. Padre Pio did not allow the Church authorities to be spoken ill of in his presence. He loved the Church like a mother and offered himself for her. Father Raphael stated that on July 9, 1931, when the Pope addressed a letter to the bishops on the occasion of the fascist persecution against the Church, Padre Pio declared, "The Pope is safe because there are souls who have offered themselves as victims for the Church." He didn't say more, but surely he was one of them. Every day, Padre Pio offered his life for the Church and for the Pope. In 1954, a letter arrived at the convent from Pope Venerable Pius XII, thanking Padre Pio for praying for his health and sending him the apostolic blessing. Padre Pio had offered himself for the Pope's health. In February 1952, Pope Venerable Pius XII himself had requested that Padre Pio celebrate a Mass for a special intention that he had, in some way acknowledging Padre Pio's holiness. Padre Pio also offered himself for the health of Pope St. John XXIII and Pope St. Paul VI. He had great respect for the bishops and knelt down to kiss their hand, asking for their blessing. Even when he was informed of the death of Monsignor Gagliardi, who had made him suffer so much, he replied, "Tomorrow I will celebrate Mass for him." At the death of Pope Venerable Pius XII, Padre Pio suffered several days from painful otitis and had to stop confessing for 2 days. But the Lord made him see the Pope in heaven. Before the election of the new Pope, St. John XXIII, Padre Pio rejoiced and prayed for him. One day, before the provisions of the Holy Office in 1923, a religious violently expressed his disagreement with him, but Padre Pio responded forcefully, "We must respect the decisions of the Church. If the Holy Office has decreed these things, it is to avoid the fanaticism that annoys us all so much. We must shut up and suffer." The only pope he knew personally was Pope Benedict XV, whose papacy was between the years 1914 and 1922. St. Pio of Pietrelcina went to Rome from May 16 to May 23 of 1917 to accompany his sister Gracia, who entered as a nun into the Order of the Most Holy Savior, founded by St. Bridget of Sweden. In 1921, this pope told the Vicar General, "Padre Pio is one of those men that God sends from time to time to the world to convert men." Pope Pius XI, whose papacy was between the years 1922 and 1939, in a first stage was not very convinced of the sanctity of St. Pio of Pietrelcina in the face of so many complaints received against him. But as of 1933, he became his defender and personally ordered that the restrictions on his ministry be removed. Pope Venerable Pius XII, whose papacy was between the years 1939 and 1958, entrusted himself to his prayers. Pope Venerable Pius XII said to a witness in a private audience, "Padre Pio is a saint." Pope St. John XXIII, whose papacy was between the years 1958 and 1963, had doubts about Padre Pio. When in 1960, he received allegations of immorality that they said were true and confirmed by recordings and private letters. Happily, the Archbishop of Manfredonia, to whom Padre Pio's convent belonged, clarified that it was all slander and assured him, "I have known Padre Pio since 1933, and I attest that he has been and is a man of God, a saint." The Pope ended the interview saying, "What a relief you have given me. Go right now and tell all this to Cardinal Ottaviani and Cardinal Tardini, because tomorrow we will have a meeting and we will talk about this." Pope St. Paul VI was convinced of his sanctity since he was a cardinal, Archbishop of Milan. He used to say, "A mass from Padre Pio is worth an entire mission." The same pope, in 1964, allowed Padre Pio to have full freedom to exercise his priestly ministry. On September 12, 1968, a few days before Padre Pio died, our dear St. Pio of Pietrelcina wrote to Pope St. Paul VI a letter in which he said, "Sanctity, I know that your heart suffers a lot these days, due to the lack of obedience of some, even Catholics, to the high teachings that you give in the name of God, assisted by the Holy Spirit. I offer you my prayers and sufferings each day, so that the Lord may comfort you with his grace to continue the straight and tiring path of defending the eternal truth. I also dare to show my gratitude on behalf of my spiritual children and the prayer groups for the decisive words expressed in the last encyclical, Humanae Vitae, and I reaffirm my faith and my unconditional obedience to your luminous guidelines." Pope St. John Paul II, whose papacy was between the years 1978 and 2005, knew Padre Pio personally, since he confessed to him as a simple priest in 1947, and had Padre Pio as his concept of holiness. Being Bishop of Krakow and attending the Second Vatican Council in Rome, he wrote a letter to him on November 17, 1962, to ask for his prayer for the health of a Polish doctor, physician Wanda Poltowska, in which he literally said in Latin, "Venerable Father, I ask you to pray for a 40-year-old mother of four daughters from Krakow, Poland, who was in a concentration camp in Germany during the last war, and is now in grave danger of her health and her life due to a cancer, so that God, through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, show his mercy to her and her family." When the administrator of the Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza read this letter to Padre Pio, he told him, "Angelo, you can't say no to this. Keep this letter because one day it may be important." A few days later, on November 28th of that year, 1962, the future Pope St. John Paul II wrote him another letter in which he told him verbatim, "Venerable Father, the lady doctor from Krakow, Poland, a mother of four daughters, was instantly restored to health on November 21st before surgery. Deo gratias. To you too, Father, I give you the most devout thanks on behalf of her, her husband, and her entire family." The healed doctor went several times to visit Padre Pio to personally thank him for his prayers. Pope St. John Paul II, while still a cardinal, when Padre Pio had already died, visited San Giovanni Rotondo in 1974, and being Pope, visited the convent on May 23, 1987. On this occasion, he blessed the first stone of the Home for the Elderly, the Cenacle of St. Clair, the Shelter House for the Sick Pilgrim, the Poly Clinic, and the Padre Pio Spirituality Center. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.